Hey, human, it's Yeti. Welcome to Dane's Delight, your weekly Tuesday life tune-up from the POV of a Great Dane. Grab your snacks, get comfy, and get ready for more of my wisdom. Today I want to talk about vet visits, specifically the elaborate production humans make out of what should be a simple appointment. They pack snacks, paperwork, and pep talks like I'm flying to Mars, not getting my butt temperature checked. Because here's what a vet visit is. You go to a building. A professional examines you. You leave. That's it. But humans turn this into a multi-act drama with emotional preparation, voice modulation, and what I can only describe as performance anxiety. Let's break down the protocol. The vet visit actually starts the night before. My human gets different. She starts using this voice, higher pitch than normal, very cheerful. We're going to the vet tomorrow, buddy. It'll be fine. Just a checkup. This voice is a dead giveaway that something is wrong. Because if it was actually fine, she wouldn't need to tell me. So immediately, I know something is happening tomorrow that requires emotional preparation. And then she starts negotiating with herself out loud. Should I give him breakfast before we go? The vet is at 10, but what if they need to do blood work? They said fasting, right? Or was that last time? I'm standing there listening to this, and I'm thinking, just tell me the plan. Do I eat or not? Eventually, she decides. Usually, no breakfast, which confirms my suspicion that tomorrow will be problematic. Morning arrives, no breakfast. Vet voice activated. Okay, buddy, let's go for a car ride. But it's not our normal walk time, and we're going to the car, and she has treats in her pocket. These are all red flags. I know where we're going. I've been to the vet before, many times. But I get in the car anyway, because what choice do I have? The whole drive there, she's talking to me in that voice. You're such a good boy. This is going to be so quick. You're so brave. I'm not doing anything yet. We haven't even arrived. But she's already praising me for bravery I haven't demonstrated. This is what I mean by unnecessary drama. We arrive at the vet. And this is where things get complicated. They call it a weigh-in, but I'm pretty sure it's a public shaming. The waiting room has other dogs, other nervous dogs, and their humans are all using the same high-pitched voice my human uses. It's like a chorus of anxiety. You're okay, good boy, it's fine, so brave. Meanwhile, the dogs are all just sitting there, existing, not freaking out, not running away, just waiting. But the humans are acting like we're about to storm the beaches of Normandy. My human keeps a tight grip on my leash, even though I'm sitting calmly. She scanned the room for potential threats, other dogs, the scale in the corner, and the door to the exam rooms. And she keeps petting me, continuously, which is nice, I guess. But also suspicious. At some point, a vet tech calls my name, Yeti, and my human stands up like we've been summoned to court. Okay, buddy, let's go. You've got this. Got what? We're walking 10 feet to a scale. But she's treating this like a major milestone. I step on the scale. The tech writes down the number. 152 pounds. Cool. I'm only 3 squirrels away from joining Weight Watchers. My human. Oh, he gained 2 pounds. We've been working on that. Have we? This is news to me. She's been feeding me the same amount for months. But apparently, there's a weight management plan I wasn't informed about. We go into the exam room, small room, exam table, smell of antiseptic and fear. My human lifts me onto the table. I don't love this, but I cooperate. And then we wait. This is the worst part. The waiting. Because I know something is about to happen, but I don't know what. My human keeps petting me, keeps talking. You're doing so good. Such a good boy. The vet is going to be so impressed. Impressed by what? I'm sitting on a table. This is not an achievement. The vet walks in, professional, calm, no weird voice. I immediately respect this person more than my human, right now. The vet greets me, gives me a treat, starts the exam, ears, eyes, teeth, heart, lungs, abdomen, joints. I'm cooperative, because it's not that bad. Slightly uncomfortable? Yes. Annoying? Sure. But it's not traumatic. Meanwhile, my human is hovering. Standing way too close, leaning in, still using the voice. He's being so good. You're being so good, buddy. The vet. He's doing great, very well behaved. My human. Visible relief. Oh good, I was worried he'd be difficult. When have I ever been difficult at the vet? This is a pattern she's invented. Then comes the vaccination. The vet gets the syringe. My human tenses up. She's gripping my collar now, bracing herself. The vet gives me the shot. I barely notice. It's a pinch. That's it. But my human reacts like I've been stabbed. Oh, you did it. Good boy. All done. So brave. And she's holding me like I might collapse from trauma. I'm fine. I was fine during it. I'm fine after it. But she needs a minute to recover. We go to check out. My human gets the bill. $318. She doesn't flinch at the cost, which I appreciate. But she does spend 5 minutes asking follow-up questions. So his heart sounded good? No murmur? And his joints? Should I be doing anything different? What about those 2 pounds? The tech answers everything patiently. My human nods, takes notes on her phone. We're the last ones in the clinic. Everyone else has checked out and left. But my human needs comprehensive documentation of this visit. I just drooled my signature on the paperwork, hope that counts as a pauthorization. We get back in the car, and my human is relieved, genuinely relieved. You did so good, buddy. I'm so proud of you. Let's get you a treat. We stop at a pet store on the way home. She buys me a bully stick. This is the post-vet tradition, and I appreciate the bully stick. Don't get me wrong. But the whole energy of this feels disproportionate to what actually happened. We went to the vet. I sat on a table. Someone looked at me and gave me a shot. That's it. But my human is treating this like I survived something harrowing. You were so brave. I know that was hard. It wasn't hard. It was mildly annoying. But I'll accept the bully stick anyway. I've been thinking about why humans create all this drama around vet visits, and I think it's because they're anxious. Not about the vet visit itself, about something happening to us. Every vet visit is a potential diagnosis, a potential problem. And I think that scares humans. So they overcompensate with the cheerful voice and the constant reassurance. They're not actually reassuring us. They're reassuring themselves, which I understand. But also, it makes the whole experience more stressful than it needs to be. Here's what I wish my human understood. I can handle the vet visit. I've done it before. I'll do it again. What I can't handle is her anxiety about the vet visit. She's pacing, drooling, and shedding. So basically, I'm taking my human to the vet. Because I pick up on that. And then I think something is actually wrong. So here's what would help. 1. Normal voice. Not the high-pitched everything is fine voice. If you use your normal voice, I know everything is actually fine. 2. Calm energy. Don't grip my leash like I'm about to bolt. Don't hover during the exam. The vet knows what they're doing. Let them do it. 3. Treats are good, but don't overdo the emotional support. I don't need a parade because I sat still for 5 minutes. Just give me a treat and let's move on. 4. Regular vet visits help. The more we go, the more routine it becomes. If we only go once a year, it stays unfamiliar and stressful. 5. Trust that I'm okay. I know the difference between uncomfortable and painful. If something actually hurts, I'll let you know. Until then, just relax. If you have a Great Dane, here's how to make vet visits easier. Start young. Get your puppy to the vet early and often. Make it routine. Not just for shots, but for weight checks, nail trims, and general visits. The more familiar the vet becomes, the less stressful it is. Use high-value treats, not regular treats. Special treats that only come out at the vet. This creates a positive association. Practice handling at home. Touch your dog's ears, look at their teeth, and press on their paws. So when the vet does it, it's not weird or scary. Stay calm. Your dog picks up on your energy. If you're anxious, they'll be anxious. Advocate when necessary. If your dog is genuinely scared or in pain, speak up. But don't confuse mild discomfort with trauma. So here's what I've learned about vet visit protocol. Humans create way more drama than necessary. The actual vet visit is fine. Quick, routine. It's the emotional preparation, the anxiety management, and the post-visit celebration that make it feel like a bigger deal than it is. So maybe just treat it like the simple appointment it is. We go, we get examined, we leave. No performance necessary. This has been Yeti. Thanks for listening. And if you're taking your Great Dane to the vet soon, they'll be fine. You might need to work on your anxiety, but they're going to be fine. If you're considering getting a Great Dane, visit grdane.com for breed information, realistic expectations, and guidance on whether this is the right breed for your life. And if you already have a Great Dane, you know we are the best breed. We're basically horses with better Netflix passwords. Have to go, I see food left on the counter.